Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Peanuts Lowry. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Stringer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Erickson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Erickson. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting third. The second baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting 8th. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ed Barr. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ed Barr. And now, play ball. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley takes first base on ball 4. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Handley moves to second. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine bunts in front of the plate. Livingston fields it and throws to third for the out. Fletcher moves to second. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Fletcher moves to third. Gustine moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. Gustine scores. Elliott moves to third. It's 2-0, Pirates. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Kiner moves to third. Russell moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2. And the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Baker now catching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is hit by the pitch. Cavaretta moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Handley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Handley reaches second base with a double. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Stringer. Handley moves to third. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustin bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Handley scores. Fletcher moves to second. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Fletcher moves to third. Gustin moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it, steps on third, and throws to Livingston, who tags Fletcher for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson strikes out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell who is chasing the ball. Cavaretta reaches third base with a triple. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Pirates. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Livingston takes first base on ball 4. Rickard moves to second. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ed Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0-for-1 in the game. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0-for-2 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sturgeon moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Livingston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 2 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lowry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 2 in the game. Barr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barr moves to second. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Erickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erickson is 0 for 2 in the game. Erickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lowry hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sturgeon hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon misplays the ball. That's an error on Sturgeon. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Pirates. Ed Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Handley is hit by the pitch. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Livingston strikes out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Stringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.